As the sun rises, it marks the beginning of a new day. The planets rotate with magnificent speeds through space. Our lives and thoughts are just specks of dust in this vast universe. Existence created with a mere thought, traveling at the speed of light. Surrounded by frequency, we are humanity. What does this journey hold for you? How can you prepare for this great task of mortal existence? Where can I find information to follow my heart and purpose? These are the questions that I have asked myself. What are the mysteries that have yet to unfold? Join me in the search for meaning and inspiration. Tune into the universe around you for the most profound intelligence. I am Joshua Roberts, and your journey has led you here to this podcast. I am grateful to offer wisdom, guidance, and information to help you along the way. Together, we will discover books, health, outdoor adventure, spirituality, and mysticism. We will also meet others on this journey and learn from their experience. Let's raise the vibration of this planet. Welcome to the podcast. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. I am having a great day. I hope you enjoyed the new intro and the new outro on this podcast. I thought I'd change it up a little bit. I got some killer music from my buddy. His name's Robert James Ryan III. Some of us just know him as Robbie. But this guy is phenomenal. In fact, we're going to do an interview with him so you can get to know him a little bit better. But this guy is just profound. Spiritually and mystically awakened and in tune. And the most musically inclined person that I know. And just jams a multitude, a plethora of instruments. He's played at many of my spiritual workshops and done the music there. He's done lots of ritualistic shamanistic ceremonies, played the music there as well. He has some business in California. I'll save that for the interview so you can get to know him a little bit and he can explain what he does, but just a great guy. So I just want to give him a huge shout out and thank you for allowing me to use his music and to bless all of our lives. And so I hope everybody's having a great day today. And I'm just super excited. I'm super pumped for this new intro. I'm super pumped for the outro. I hope you guys like it. If you want to give me feedback, you can go to the website, enlightenedoutdoor.com, and you can type me up a little message and say, intro sucks, intro's great, love the intro. I'd love to get some feedback from you. You know, and one other thing, you know, if you haven't had a chance to subscribe to this podcast, go and do it right now. Subscribe to this podcast. We've got a lot of great stuff coming. We've got a lot of great stuff we've launched in the past. And, you know, this is fun. And life is great. And life can be a pain in the neck. It can be amazingly beautiful, spiritually profound, and delicious. It's up to you. And so enjoy it. Make the best of it. I hope that I can give you some advice. I hope that you can learn something here and that I can teach you something about life and about looking inside yourself and finding out what your true purpose is and what you're passionate about and how you just influence others and have a great life. And so, that being said, Robbie James, great intro, outro. Throw me some feedback. Leave me a 5-star rating. If you've liked this podcast and there's anything that I've said that's helped you and would be helpful to others, by leaving a 5-star rating and writing a review, it helps this information get out to others. And I'm sure you've heard that on other podcasts, but it just gives us more exposure in iTunes. And so I'm so grateful for anybody that has rated this and left a rating. I really appreciate it. It's huge value for me. And so today, I just wanted to introduce the intro and the outro. I wanted to do a little bit, just speak a little bit about some meditation, some mindfulness, and some breathing. There's a great app on the Apple App Store or, you know, on Android, the Google Play, and it's called the Insight Timer. And I may have mentioned this before in a previous podcast, but the Insight Timer is great because it has... If any of you have ever tried meditation, you know, for me, when I first started meditating, it was hard for me because my brain was just going crazy. And, you know, I just have all these thoughts and, you know, I'd sit down to meditate and start breathing and I would lose track of my breath. And next thing you know, I'm in like Africa with my thoughts. I mean, they're just, you know, thought string after thought string, tangential, this goes to that, to this, to that, to this, to that, and it just was crazy, crazy, crazy. And I was like, how am I supposed to quiet my mind? How am I supposed to be quiet? How am I supposed to meditate if I can't get my brain, my monkey brain, to shut up? You know, and that's a great question. So, you know, I started looking at things differently and learning more about meditation and reading some books about it, The Surrender Experiment and you know, Untethered Soul. Both of those talk a lot about meditation and listening to a lot of different podcasts. My Seven Chakras, huge shout out to AJ and his podcast. He's got some great stuff on there. Check it out if you want. But, you know, meditation doesn't mean necessarily quieting your mind. And the definition that I found that works best for me is just not reacting to the thoughts that are happening and just becoming a witness and quieting my body. And so allowing my body to come to a place of peace and a place of quiet to where my heart can start teaching me what it is that I need to know. And being mindful of holding tension in places. And so back to Insight Timer, in this app, there's a ton of great guided meditations that you can get into. You know, they've got meditations, they've got all different languages that helps you track your meditation. You can set a timer that has, you know, that has singing bowls and bells and bamboo clickers and all of those types of things. Or you can do guided meditations that walk you through, you know, the process of going deep within yourself and pulling out some memories and doing some healing. It's got, you know, meditations in there where you can go through and do body scans, mindful body scans, and release tension in your body. I mean, how many of you have sat down and quieted yourself for a few minutes and just, or lay just flat on the floor and put some headphones in with this meditation going and just consciously relieve tension in your body? I'm telling you, it makes a huge difference. And it's fun because, you know, sometimes when we meditate in this app, we're meditating with thousands of people around the world. I've got friends in Australia and England and Canada and Hawaii and everywhere that when I meditate, we all say, hey, thanks for meditating with me, you know, and it makes it fun. And it just gives you, there's great instruction on there, and there's people, profound teachers and masters of meditation and beginners as well that take you through this process and teach you all about it. So today for meditation, it's as simple as this. Stop what you're doing right now. And just stop what you're doing, relax your body, and take 5 deep breaths and count them. In through your nose, 1. Out through your nose, 2. In through your nose, 1. Out through your nose, 2. And do that 5 times. That's a meditation. That will put you in your body just enough that your aura will start to expand, and you'll start to let your thoughts go just a little bit. As soon as you bring your consciousness and bring it into your body, you start to meditate and you start to increase the flow of energy and also start to tap into the universe. And there's a million things you can do. You can start to do visualizations, tap into the earth, tap into the sky, bring them down through your chakras, open that up. And if you meditate enough and get deep enough into meditation, you can start to have Kundalini awakening. You start to allow the hidden power of your soul, of your spirit, of your aura start to come out and wrap around your body and envelop you in a mass amount of wisdom. I mean, there's so much that can happen from this. And it also can just be as little as just taking you out of a stressful situation and allow you to make a conscious decision rather than an irrational reaction. So today, I encourage you to find your breath. Find your breath, release your body of the tension that you're holding there. You know, I have found that I have held tension in the weirdest places, and I wasn't even aware of it until I started meditating, and I'm like, I've got this spot in my back that all of a sudden I'm relaxing, and it's just sinking into relaxation, and it's releasing these feelings. It's just incredible. And, you know, my shoulders, sometimes in my calves, like just weird places. And you may discover that for yourself as well. But I would encourage you to find some type of breath, you know, and find something that works for you. You know, if laying down flat on the floor and you're able to meditate without falling asleep, if sitting in a lotus position, if doing certain mudras, movements with your hands. Mudras are certain hand positions that you use during meditation that do certain things with your energy. There's different mudras for the chakras. You know, there's placing your thumb to your forefinger, your thumb to your index finger, your thumb to your ring finger, your thumb to your pinky, you know, touching certain parts of your face. Different things like that open up different channels of energy for meditation. But just for starters, if you're new to this and you haven't done it before, just breathe, focus on your breathing. Allow your mind to think. Your mind's going to wander. It's firing off synapses as fast as it can, and you're just got all these thoughts going through. But just don't react to the thought. You know, acknowledge the thought and just let it go. Like, oh my gosh, I think about, I got to put gas in my car. Okay, great. You know, you don't need to think about all the details. You just need to just relax the thoughts away. Just let them come and let them go. Soften your face. Soften your body and just let these thoughts go and just keep breathing and count. Breathe first 5, then 10 breaths, and then try something else. Maybe you can breathe in a count of 4 through your nose and hold it. A count of 4 and then release it through your nose, the count of 5. And as you bring it in, hold it, and bring it out, witness your body and what it does. Also, if you're holding a lot of tension in your body and you need to release some stress, let your breath out your mouth. Sometimes with an audible roar, kind of like a lion, and just release that tension out of your body. And you feel like if you're breathing in through your mouth and then, and you need a release, then let's release that. Let the sound and just bring it up from inside your belly. And just let it go. Let it go. And, you know, see what that does for you. Find a way to start to release the tension in your life. And as you bring peace into your being and expand your energy, you're going to have more inspiration. You're going to be healthier. You're going to be happier. You're going to have less stress. You're going to sleep better. All of these benefits just from taking a few minutes a day and breathing. Start with 5 minutes. Work your way up. Where you can get to 15 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour. Start changing your diet a little bit if that's what you're inspired to do. Listen to your heart. Your heart is wise. It holds all the wisdom, holds all your memories, it holds all your knowledge. Your brain is a tool that just runs your body. Your heart holds your wisdom. They're starting to find this out scientifically. So I love you. I love you that tune in and listen to me on this podcast, and I'm grateful to be part of your experience. Please, if you have any comments for me at all, please go to my website and write me a message. You know, check it out. I'm on Instagram, Enlightened Outdoor Experience. You know, check out my stuff. Like me, follow me, send me a message so I can follow you. You know, if you have any questions at all about any of the types of things that we talk about, reach out. Man, I'd love to chat. I'd love to connect with you. And if there's any way that I can help you or serve you, I'm here for that. And, you know, Facebook, Enlightened, I got my Facebook page, Enlightened Outdoor Experience. Let's connect, man. Let's hook up and enjoy your day. Enjoy your life. Namaste. This is the Enlightened Outdoor Experience. Thank you for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends. Leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes and write a review. Subscribe for many great episodes and interviews to come. Music for this intro and outro was provided by Robbie James Ryan III and the band All Else Is. You can find them on SoundCloud. I hope you have a great day and a beautiful life. Thank you.